Self-scouting is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
One of the things that's often overlooked about a Doug Peterson offense is the run game. Now, there's no question in 2016, the run game has had ups and downs. But I have to tell you, when you really study the tape hard, what really stands out is the multiplicity of the run game. There's a lot of different kinds of runs with Carson Wentz under center and in the shotgun. And there were some weeks the run game was really, really good, like the Baltimore Ravens game, for instance. And when you look at these runs, one of the foundational runs is outside zone. This is a staple run in the Doug Peterson offense. And we've seen it so many times throughout the course of this season be very effective. And you're seeing one right here with Wendell Smallwood. Now, when you run outside zone, what's absolutely critical is you must have an athletic center, because the center must execute what we call a reach block, where he has to get outside of a defensive tackle who's actually outside of him at the snap of the ball. It's a very difficult block to execute. Jason Kelce, one of the most athletic centers in the NFL, does a great job here. This is a classic outside zone run for good yardage. That run was under center. Now, the Eagles also have a very multiple run game with Wentz in the shotgun. And one of the runs they like in the shotgun is counter, because you like to pull when the quarterback is in the shotgun. So whether it's a power run or a counter run, those are two runs you will see with Wentz in the shotgun. And here you're seeing Smallwood. This is a beautifully executed counter run. And I actually think this is a very good run for Wendell Smallwood. This is a run that fits his style. Now, one thing that I think you'll see more and more of as Doug Peterson gets really comfortable with his personnel, I think this offense is built on a lot of action in the backfield, whether you're talking about reverse action, jet sweep action. Because what you're trying to do in the run game as well, not just line up and run, but stress the defense, force second and third level defenders to have to use their eyes and work through a lot of different things. So you can see jet sweep action. Very often you don't have to block a defender because the jet sweep action will take care of that. And here's a trap kind of play that works off the jet sweep. This is beautifully designed. Darren Sproles shoots through the hole. You get your offensive lineman up to the second level immediately. Another really good run. So you're really dealing with a very, very multiple run game. And I really believe as we look ahead to next year, you're going to see a run game that gets better and better.
All right, Greg Cassell showed us the different variety of running plays that the Eagles employed this year. And you got to feel good about where the Eagles are headed with this, because they had a lot of changes on the offensive line, and it seems like they got better as the year went along.
Yeah, no doubt about it, John. Big question for us last year around this time was, this offseason, we need to go out and get a youthful infusion of talent amongst the offensive line. They drafted two guys in Halepulu Vaitai and Isaac Seumalo, but they also brought in Dylan Gordon, a young undrafted rookie. And we haven't seen a lot of him, but the other two guys, we've seen them have success at times. And I like the zone run with this offense. Very successful for him. You watch him here against the Green Bay Packers. You're going to get a great tandem block here from Seumalo and Jason Kelce. Steven Wisniewski does a great job of kicking his man down. We got a kick out here on the backside. Alan Barber kicks his man out there. Now, the thing is, you got two unblocked guys here on the defense. And this is where fifth-round draft pick Wendell Smallwood, who I like a lot, does a great job of having vision. This play looked like it's going to be dead in the hole here, but he's patient and he allows this hole to develop for him. Great jump cut by the rookie. Smallwood gets up to the second level. That's great field vision, getting to the second level. I like what the Eagles have done with the offensive line. Looks good for us moving down the road. And then Wendell Smallwood, we don't know if he can be a feature back yet, but I'm certainly excited to see him get more carries moving into the future, because I think he's an explosive player.